Technology.ie. It's Monday, 8th of September, 2014.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Keith Falter Roivistach, my name is Conan Wienichon, and my guest today is Luke Ferreter. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Con. How are you?
Welcome to the show. Luke, you've just launched a website. You're launching it today. It's called mgrad.ie. What's it about?
Thanks, Con. I suppose by introducing myself, Con, my name is Luke Ferreter. I founded mgrad.ie. Essentially, what we do is we give students access to insider information, namely interview questions used by up to and including 50 graduate employers. The USP of the site is that this information is unavailable elsewhere, and that we hope it can help students gain a competitive advantage against other students and ultimately help them to land their dream job.
You're a recent graduate yourself, Luke.
Yeah, I graduated from UCD last year from commerce, majoring in banking and finance.
Okay.
So I'm just out of it, and I suppose like any other idea, it was born out of necessity. I was going through all these applications myself and applying for jobs and ended up tearing my hair out with the lack of information that was available. So I kind of put two and two together and thought it was a bit of a opportunity there in the market and went about filling it.
Well, what's it like nowadays, Luke, if you're looking for a job as a graduate? Obviously, there are certain employers that are coming round doing milk rounds and that. Is that still as much of a thing nowadays as it was in my day?
Yeah, absolutely. Particularly in certain areas, kind of like law, accountancy, and certain other business disciplines, there are the classic milk rounds where you have your set time of year and they have the bulk intake of applicants and they do all their hiring in bulk, almost all their hiring in bulk in this 2 to 3 week period. Mm. So a lot of our focus would be on that time of year, which would be September, October, November. And it's extremely stressful time for students because they have up to 10 applications ongoing and interviews ongoing at the same time. So again, what we're trying to do is cut down on that stress and give people more information about what they need to do and what they need to succeed.
And how much of, let's say we focus on commerce, which might have been your experience, Luke,
yeah.
How much of graduate recruitment can you say is accounted for by those big names and those big firms?
Oh, certainly from business disciplines, I would say, anywhere up to 80% maybe.
Right.
Well, in accountancy, certainly yeah, up to about 70, 80%. And then I suppose in the banks and financial institutions, it'd be around the same. There's obviously the smaller companies which recruit as well. But in the next couple of months, we're hopeful that even for the smaller companies which would hire less graduates, that we'll be able to have information for students that are applying to those as well.
So you focused on these big employers, haven't you, in this case? Is that what is that what your site is about?
Yeah, well, the majority of people that are applying for these kind of jobs are applying for the big companies, as I said.
Mm.
So our focus is on trying to serve, I suppose, as many people as possible. So that's why we went with going for the multinationals and the big companies.
So what you're doing is interesting, I think, because if you're going for this as an individual, if you're trying to get a job with a particular
mm-hmm.
company, you're going to want to talk to somebody who's been through the process, who's gone through the interview. And that's the exact same modus operandi that you've applied here. You're interviewing people who have done these interviews and been successful or otherwise.
Exactly, Con. What we did was we crowdsourced our information from people that had gone through all those application processes and interviews, and we compiled all the data into kind of article form for each company so that you will know from the moment you walk in the door with that company what they're looking for from you, what they're going to ask you, how many interviews there are, what type of questions they're going to ask you, the competencies they like, any case studies, aptitude tests, tips for them. So it's essentially a step-by-step walkthrough on what you're going to face from the minute you leave your house and what you need to keep in mind to give yourself the best chance to get a job.
So how did you actually go about doing this, Luke? How did you go about contacting people who had done these interviews and what did you ask them?
Well, I suppose initially, Con, what we would have done was I would have started with people that I knew who'd been through all those processes, and then through, I suppose, networks, other people knew, et cetera, et cetera. And then we started to build it. And then as we kind of lean towards becoming a business and stuff, we have teamed up with the societies in a lot of the universities in Ireland, and through their members, we get surveys filled out for each of the companies asking, you know, who has been through all these interviews, what were they asked, et cetera, et cetera. We build our database from that. And because I'm no longer in college and the guys who work with me are no longer in college, we need a sustainable model for keeping our content fresh and up to date. So we felt by being in place with the societies and the universities, that will always give us a kind of a current feel to our content.
Are you subverting the recruitment process here? I have to ask you, Luke. Are you asking, in some cases, a lot of these, in particular with aptitude tests, they rely on people not having done the tests before, not having seen the tests before. To what extent are you perhaps subverting that process, and how do you think the employers feel about it?
Well, you mentioned aptitude tests there, Con. For a start, the aptitude tests now that we would give on our site for students to practice on and give information on are, say, numerical tests, for example, will be one of the categories of tests. We kind of give students a feel for what those tests are in terms of practicing, getting their skills sharper, getting yeah. more ready to sit the test. But the tests that they actually go and sit in these institutions will be completely different figures, probably provided by a completely different company. There's an infinite number of questions and test banks that people have, so it's more preparation rather than cheating and such, if you get my drift.
Fair enough, yeah. No, and I'm thinking of psychometric tests and things like that. Are there right answers for some of these that people can prepare for and go in and give?
No, not really, no. It's kind of more just fine-tuning your skills, practicing, getting them done within the required time,
yeah.
getting a general feel for the type of question that you're going to be asked, and like sharpening, as I said, sharpening up your arithmetic and those kind of things, rather than you can't go in, learn off answers and go in and be able to recite them and spoof or whatever. That's not going to happen though.
So you're pulling together this whole word of mouth, this whole let's prepare for an exam and for an interview as best as we can thing, but you're formalizing it, you're organizing it, and you're making it much more convenient for people on a website. At what point, Luke, did you decide that this was a business?
Well, initially from day one, the plan was to go commercial, but I kind of played by ear and went about sourcing the information and seeing what the demand was and how people responded to it. And then as I kept going on, the response was incredibly positive. Everyone's had only positive things to say. So after that, then it just kind of snowballed and kind of just geared towards going full out commercial. As I said, literally everyone has positive things to say, and so far so good.
So far so good. And when you say commercial, how do you actually make money?
Well, the revenue model from the site is it's quite simple, really. Because we have such high levels of traffic coming to our site from very targeted users, like final year, second year users in universities, people who are interested in applying for all these jobs. We offer quite a I suppose, interesting proposition for these companies in terms of advertising space. So what we offer the major graduate recruiters is a personalized company profile page, where they outline what they are, what they do, their values, the type of graduate roles they offer, et cetera, et cetera. They can get full input on what they want to publish on those sites, and all content is created by them, given their own branding, logos, images, videos, color schemes, et cetera. It's essentially a blank canvas for them to market themselves. And I suppose what we're kind of marketing to them is the fact that we'll be able to give them direct access to a huge number of their target market and be able to offer them more applicants to their jobs via, they can link to their application site from their page on our site, and also a better quality of applicant, an applicant who understands what they need to do, what's required of them, et cetera, et cetera. So that by the time the applicant comes to these companies, they're up and running and ready to give a really good interview.
Very good. So in a way, it sort of, I won't say pre-screens, but certainly prepares the candidates who are
absolutely,
going.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's in the employer's interest as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of gives a higher standard initially from people who go in the door.
I see you've got a forum as well on the site. Is it hopes that you'll sort of generate a community of people who are sharing a very common interest and a very common experience, if only for a short period of time while they're going through this job hunting process?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal of the forum. I mean, there are larger, more less focused forums out there, but this one is an extremely targeted one and it's very current. And we're kind of hoping that, as you said, we can build a community environment whereby people can talk to each other and say, even during milk round processes, for example, if letters or emails have been sent out inviting people back to the next round, people can say post in the forum, just been invited back to the next round, and other people will be able to read that, and we'll keep people up to date with what's going on. And yeah, like you said, just a real community environment is what we're trying to build. Yeah.
Well, it sounds great. It's a lovely online enterprise, and we like the idea of it. We wish you the very best of luck with it. You've just launched it, is that right? You had Mary Mitchell O'Connor TD to give you a formal launch.
We do. We have our launch officially launching today, and Mary helped us out with the photo shoot there last week, and that's doing the rounds, and hopefully now things will kick on in the next week.
All right. Well, the best of luck, and thanks for talking to us on technology.ie.
Great. Thanks, Tom.